Today, we'll meet Bob Lauber, a World War II veteran who talked with his daughter, Jennifer Mascari, about being stationed in France, smuggling food to local children there, and the time he met Charles de Gaulle.
I don't remember how I got to doing it, but I had to take food out there into the country. So I started giving it to the local people. The women had children, but they couldn't feed them. They didn't have any milk. I started hauling milk and feeding them, and they started getting a little fatter. The women were getting much better, too. Now they had something to feed the babies, which they didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing I ever did over there.
You're a hero.
I wouldn't say that much, but they sure liked the food. They had a doctor up there that was very fluent in American.
Mm-hmm.
And especially what he needs for the kids. I told him, start making a list. I'll start picking up everything. I stole and borrowed and manipulated everything I could find. And the kids got it. And I did that until the day I told I'm going home. And then, just before I left, we had a big party. All the people up there,
mm-hmm.
They knew I was leaving. And there's Gaulle up there on top of the hill with his white horse. At the end, he came down and shook my hand.
Boy, that would have been a good picture.
I didn't get a picture.
No.
But I remember it. And it's a good memory. Alvin wondered what happened to all those kids.